Herded between the two Geralds, Ronnie and George found themselves moving along a crowded street and finally into a tiny tavern opening on a square with a fountain. It was empty except for an aproned woman behind the bar and the four of them.
I didn't know there were places like this here. Until now, the Guernsey have been entirely too practical for my taste. Everything modern and convenient.
Ronnie wondered if his unconcerned tone fooled the Geralds.
This is modern and convenient. The Guernsey simply have a different style of modern and convenient. They like small gathering places that cater to particular clients.
Like clones?
Clones aren't illegal in the Guernsey Republic. In fact, clone work groups are common, even preferred for some occupations.
Like abducting people.
Ronnie wanted to throttle him. Hadn't George learned his lesson on the island? Did he still think he was invincible?
The odious George. You haven't changed a bit.
You are the prince's clones.
Ronnie hardly believed it, even now. They looked steadily back at him, then shook their heads in unison.
Yes, we are. Illegally created in the Familius Regnant to be the prince's doubles when necessary. No one was supposed to know about us, except the necessary few. A secret kept by a couple of doctors, implant tape technicians, the odd crown minister, the king's immediate family, and who knows what other oddments can hardly be called a secret.
Did Gerald know about you?
Oh, yes. He thought it was some kind of game. He wished we could all be together like brothers. He missed his brothers a lot, I think. But of course that was impossible. The only times we were together in that sense was when we underwent the matching programming.
Which is?
Conditioning tapes shared among us so that we all knew what the public persona was supposed to know and anything of Gerald's that they felt we needed. Cosmetic alterations to match appearance following any trauma.
The clones touched the matching scars that had convinced Ronnie they had to be Gerald himself.
And no, that didn't hurt. They were humane, our controllers, if you look at it that way.
I don't think I do. It doesn't seem fair.
No one chooses a birth. It was a better life than many. Privilege, wealth, and endless party, in a way. You know that.
Yes.
Ronnie found it hard to remember clearly how he had thought 2 years ago. It was embarrassing, really. But he knew he, like the prince, had assumed limitless privilege, boundless wealth, and constant entertainment were his birthright.
I owe you an apology, really.
For threatening me?
No. For causing trouble between you and the prince. The quarrel was really my fault.
The clone traced designs on the tabletop with the condensation from his beer mug.
Gerald Prime had lost interest in that singer months before, but I hadn't. Her voice, I don't know what you did in your time with her, but I was learning opera. She thought it was touching that the prince really cared about music. I prolonged the relationship so it overlapped with yours. You were jealous, I think, and she certainly found you a better bed partner than I, who cared only for her voice.
If you'll excuse my mentioning it, you seem to be brighter than the prince was toward the end.
We're clones, but we're not the same person he was. We can't be. Identical twins, bio-natural clones, we're like that too. Each an individual person, even if outsiders couldn't tell them apart. We have similarities built into the genome, but we're not determined. I happen to love old-fashioned opera. The prince himself had an ear for music, but preferred instrumental. And that's that, Gerald. I too have an inborn ear for music, but my preference is far more popular. Since I've been here, I've discovered Casa Negra, which they tell me is descended from an entirely different old Terran tradition than opera.
Ronnie glanced from one to the other.
I can't deal with this Gerald A and Gerald B. If you don't help me out, I swear I'll give you nicknames, both rude.
You forget that we're armed and dangerous.
So shoot me. I'm not going to struggle with it.
The clones looked at each other and finally nodded.
I'm Andras and he's Borges. Borges and opera, Andras and Casanegra, if you can keep that straight.
I don't see why, if you're clones, you're not identical mentally as well. What's the use if you're not?
Identity is more than genes. I didn't understand it all myself until the medical experts here explained it as they tried to figure out which of us was which. I always knew who I was, even when others got us confused. And Bornu, and the others, whatever names they might have chosen, if they had the chance. And Gerald, I suppose. When he wasn't so confused, he didn't know day from night. And in case you've wondered, apparently we never got the full dose of the drugs used on Gerald. They tell us we're normal. But even though we're identical at the genetic level, developmentally there are always minute differences in brain structure, resulting from exactly which neurons connect with which in what order.
But why didn't you tell Captain Serrano which was which when she came to take the prince for medical treatment? Or at least explain once you were here. It might have saved...
I don't see why we should care. They had us made for their own selfish reasons. Yes, we enjoyed a life that was mostly pleasurable, but we had no freedom. Why should we risk anything to help them?
I suppose I thought you were a gentleman.
Gentlemen? Clones? I suppose in the historical sense we are, if you think that's all in the blood, but otherwise absolutely not. Not if you mean some ridiculous code of behavior, which, after all, our prime didn't adhere to, as you know very well. I don't know what Joe would have been if he hadn't been drugged, but on the whole, he was as little bound by notions of duty as anyone I ever knew. You, at your worst, were a paragon of dedication beside him.
George flushed and turned to Ronnie.
I thought your aunt said they were nice young men.
She also said she was sure that the one who was killed was Gerald himself. A fool, but a noble fool. Look, you remember Captain Serrano?
Of course. An unusual person, we thought.
What did you think of her?
Well, unusual, as Andre said. Intelligent, perhaps a bit stuffy, the way fleet officers often are.
And my Aunt Cecilia? I know she spoke with all of you.
She's your aunt? I didn't realize that. She's the one who told the king our prime was not normal, wasn't she?
Yes.
I liked her. She told us we shouldn't go back. She told us we could make a better life here. And she was right. The Guernesi have given us limited citizenship. We can get full rights in 5 years if we're employed and have a clean legal record. Clones are not only legal, but valued. It'd be crazy to go back.
I wouldn't ask you to go back. My aunt would skin me if I did. But in your position, you might have heard things. Things we need to know that might help us hold the alliances together. That's what I'd like to ask you about.
We're a lot safer if we don't know anything. If we did know, did remember, and told you, then the next person who wanted to know mightn't be so friendly. Surely you can see that.
Ronnie could. He could imagine a whole series of people who would think the clones must certainly know. Some of them very rough indeed.
But we wouldn't have to tell anyone where we got the information.
The clones merely looked at him. Of course that wasn't enough. Of course they wouldn't trust that. Would they trust anything?